Let's start then with Trade HQ because Lynch, we think the time will come now that he can nominate. He did that awkward press conference last week. I'm not sure why he actually did that when he wasn't able to say it. But I don't know if it's this week or whether it's, you know, when the trade period starts, he will nominate Richmond.
You still think it's Richmond? Yep.
100%. I wonder also whether Richmond might be in for another player who I don't know the name of, but you wonder how they can do it if they've got their salary cap. But not so much an A-plus player, but another good player, maybe a midfielder, to come in.
Stop teasing me. What have you got?
I've just heard a whisper.
He's just throwing it out there.
There will be some list changes at Richmond.
Yeah, it's clever though. The way you look at it, like, I mean, a lot of people are sort of saying, oh, but how can they get Lynch? They've re-signed all these players this year, the captain, Alex Rance, all the rest of it. But when you actually drill down on their list management, I mean, this is years of forward planning. You look at the age profile of, you know, much has talked about the big four, Koch and Rance, Riewoldt. Help me out here. Oh, Dustin Martin, of course. Dustin, how could I forget Dusty? But, you know, he was on a long deal. But it's actually, when you look at it, the numbers, it's really smart. Their age profile, the years that they come out of contract. It's very much a game of Tetris, I suppose, is probably the best way to put it, and a bit of a jigsaw puzzle that all the pieces fit together. So they can certainly afford Lynch. Mm. And as you say, if they can shuffle the decks and get another one, Mick, they're going to be scary.
I don't know, but Conker, apparently the Freo interim, so that if players like Brandon Ellis leave, there could be $600,000 or $700,000.
I think Stengel was the other one that was reported, wasn't it, too, for Adelaide?
May, though, is the other one who's clearly in demand.
You're still and Collingwood bound,
Hawthorne,
you reckon?
Melbourne, Essendon, you're in there as well. Oh, we're here along with Collingwood. Imagine Collingwood picking up Stephen May after winning a premiership.
Well, so it's not as audacious as Lynch going to Richmond, please. Just had a bad night, but you're still the best team.
Well, they could carpool still, at least, the Gold Coast co-captains. The Olympic Park Centre and Punt Road aren't too far away.
What about Jack Loney, Lauren?
Yeah, that was an interesting one, wasn't it, over the last sort of 24 hours? Reports that he'd met with Nathan Buckley, so Collingwood.
Jeez, Bucks,
know,
not again. Focus
in the
on the
mix
prize.
Again, apparently. Or even Carlton in the mix potentially for Jack Loney. So I think he's got a 1-year deal on the table. Don't quote me on that. I think that's right at St Kilda. But reports are that he's looking for a little bit more sort of security in his future than just the 1 year. So we should expect, as you say, now that more and more teams are falling out of the race, only two left, the other 16 will. You know, the dominoes will start to fall in the next week or so.
The two-gun midfielders, Dylan Shield, didn't ask for a trade at his exit meeting, so that's got to be half good news.
That is half
good
news, yeah.
At some stage, maybe that plays out like the Gibbs one.
Do you think he's still gone?
I don't know, but he's clearly in play.
Yeah,
so maybe it just depends what the deal looks like. And Brisbane Lions, Lachie Neale, half the equation sorted with Lincoln McCarthy requesting a trade. He's best mates with Lachie Neale. So I'm not sure if Brisbane are all that confident. There hasn't been anything set in stone, but I reckon in the end he'll go to Brisbane.
This is the week, though, isn't it? Everyone's rolling into Melbourne for various things. I was reading the news about Lincoln McCarthy on Friday afternoon walking along South Bank, and I looked up and saw this bloke with his headphones in talking on the phone and his cap on. It was Chris Fagan. And I thought, there you go. Isn't that a bit weird? He was on the phone, unfortunately. So
get his Brownlow tux ready.
Yeah, but it is. There's a lot of functions in Melbourne. You know, there's coaches around, there's players around. It's a bit of a hotbed for, you know, those great unofficial talks.